The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are starting out with a round table here. You know, I just want to make one comment, though, Corey, that, and I know that you feel the same way that I do about this. And if you don't, scream at me. But I got to tell you, Congressman Walter Jones, I think, is one of the last true great living Americans. What a good guy, huh?
Oh, he's just amazing to talk to on air and off air. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. Having said that, three more amazing individuals that we have here with our roundtable are definitely our Bob Moriarty, King of the Hill, I have to say, Dr. Richard Postma, and Chris Temple of the National Investor. We had a fair amount of action, for lack of better terms, within our forum this past week, people dealing with the issue of, is the resource sector turning around? Is now a good time to get involved in the resource sector? And a lot of people on our site are saying, no, not really. We think that that's the wrong place to be right now. Bobby down in Florida, after thanking me for sending him a bottle of wine that I lost a bet with him, basically said, you know, you guys were pretty off last year when you predicted what was going to happen at the end of 2013. Kind of think that you're at the wrong place right now also. I don't think so, and I got to tell you, let's start out with you, Doc. You've been pretty bullish on the resource sector for quite some time now.
Yes, I have, Al. In fact, back in May and June, I started purchasing some precious metal stocks, and when they took their move, I got out of them. I've done that twice, and then they dropped. I bought them again, and then they took another move, and I got out. But I've kept just a few basic stocks. But the last 2 weeks, I'm starting to purchase again. And I believe that this will be the time to purchase for the coming long haul on these things. I have been buying, even today I bought some shares again of a company. But see, I look at technicals, and there's some of these stocks that have not moved down much with this move down in gold and silver. So I'm purchasing those right now, and I'm waiting and watching others that are technically moving down. And when they get to the point where they get very attractive, I will be buying even heavier. And I've been in cash for a long time waiting for this opportunity, and I'm not going to let it slip by, because I believe we're bottoming here with these precious metal stocks, and I'm going to make sure I'm not left at the station in the future. And that's how strongly I feel about this. And a lot of people feel I'm very conservative that go on your blog. Well, I'm being pretty aggressive for the first time in a long time, and that's how I feel about it, Al.
Chris, let's get your opinion. I know that you don't necessarily use technicals. You look more at fundamentals and what's going on in the world and domestically. Are you a net buyer, net seller, neutral on gold and silver?
Well, if you look at gold and silver generally, I would pretty much throw in with that. I've been saying for a while that I think that we've bottomed. If we're not in the bottoming process, I think it's a case of the cup being half full. As I've said in recent days on the show, there have been numerous reasons why gold should have been hit with a new bear raid in the recent past, and it hasn't happened. And even on Friday, you know, after Mrs. Yellen's speech out in Jackson, Wyoming, once everybody tried to, you know, get over their initial confusion, which I think that they were confused by design, gold started to creep up, stocks started to creep down. No matter what they do as far as changing their propaganda, I think everybody deep down knows, and I believe this, that the banks have no alternative but to continue printing money as time goes on. It's just going to be a tag team race to the bottom with all these central banks in the grand scheme of things. So that for me is bullish, more so for gold, I think, than silver in the near term. One more thing to add as far as the mining stocks are concerned, one of the reasons that they've done better recently relative to the metals is that a lot of people got it in their head that, you know, that those like Goldman Sachs, not to mention Richard Dent, or Harry Dent rather, were going to be correct and that we're going to see gold go to 1,050 or to 700 or some crazy thing. And that's why the mining stocks overshot so much to the downside. And in my view, the reason for their better relative performance lately, and some really good performance in some individual cases, is that now those fears of another huge move down are dissipating. And I tend to think, I mean, I'm not near as heavy with my recommendations in the precious metals area as I was a few years ago, and maybe down the road. But I've been telling people bit by bit to, you know, pick up this good name here and this good name there.
You know, Bob, you made an interesting point. We were chatting here prior to going into this interview. You were saying that it's a good thing when a lot of the people on your blog are really bearish in terms of this sector, because when more and more intelligent people, and everybody on our blog certainly falls into that category, get to be bearish, that typically is a sign. Well, here we are today. Gold is turning a bit. Gold right now is at 1278.30 as we're recording this on Friday. It's up $1.52. And I have to tell you, as I told many of our listeners on the blog Thursday evening, you know, the companies that I've invested in, for lack of better terms, over the past, let's say, 7 or 8 months, they're all doing very well, thank you very much. And I see that that is going to increase more and more in the years ahead. Do you agree? And if you do, tell us why.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go back and you take a look at the XAU over gold, we absolutely had a bottom in gold in December. We had a marvelous rally in gold and gold stocks into March. There were a lot of stocks up 50%. We had a correction, and corrections are perfectly normal, and the correction ended on June 2nd. The gold shares are about to break out to the highest they've been in almost 2 years. There is a stealth bull going on, just as there was in 2001. And most people trade on emotion now. They want to buy at tops and they want to sell at bottoms. You just can't do that. There have been two fabulous opportunities this year to buy at lows and to sell at a nice profit. So anybody who doesn't see we're in a resource bull market is simply not paying attention to the charts. We are in a bull market. Rhodium is up 50% in the last 2 months. Now, how many people know that?
Well, but let's focus on gold and silver. Gold and silver's taken a real hit of late.
No. It's 1280. It's a big deal. It's a correction. Gold goes up, gold goes down. It's no big deal. When it goes down, buy it when it's cheap. When it goes up, sell it when it's dear. It's not magic.
Well, Bob, I think that's a key aspect, too, is that if you're investing in these metals for investment purposes, you do need to sell. I think some people hold on too long to gold, silver, what have you, thinking that it will always go up. Nothing goes up forever. And the key aspect is to actually sell. Doc, quickly to throw it back over to you, we only have about a minute left. Do you think the precious metals can still rise with a rising stock market, or do we need a falling conventional market?
Well, I don't think they're that related, but I think clearly we're at a bottom for gold and clearly we're at a top for the stock market. I think that gold hit a low in the next week and in September will be much higher. And I think the market will hit peak end of August, first September, and decline in October, probably in a big way.
Doc, your technicals have treated our listeners really, really well over the past couple of years, and quite frankly, they treated Corey and I pretty well over the last couple of years, too. As soon as we take a real quick break here for the stations to make their announcements, I want to get back to you, and I would like you specifically, if you would, to give technical reasons for why you think, if in fact you agree with Bob, why you think this is the case. And then, Chris, we want to get you back into this thing. And you've been following the resource sector for an awful long time, probably about 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. And we want to get your opinions on that, too. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our roundtable with Chris Temple, Richard Doc Postma, and Bob Moriarty. Doc, last segment you mentioned how you have been acquiring gold, precious metals, stocks in general, quite aggressively now, more aggressively than you have in the past since we've, I believe, had you on the show. I know that you are very much a technical trader. What are some of these technicals that are showing you or giving you the green light to move in more aggressively?
Corey, the most important thing, and I keep saying this to your listeners, is if you want validation on a particular sector of the market or in, let's say, the precious metals, the most important thing you can do is go out as far as you can with your charts. And so what I'm putting a lot into right now are the monthly charts. For the first time last December is the momentum indicators for precious metals and for gold and silver. They started to turn sideways for the first time in almost 2 years. And that, to me, is very important. Now, they continue to move, and in fact, about 3 months ago, they started to actually move back toward the zero point on the momentum area. And to me, that's the most positive. Now, if you look at some of these precious metal stocks and you go back and look at the monthly charts, some of them have actually broken in their MACD. The 12-month is moving over the 26-month for the first time in a long time. And some of these are actually showing a very steep formation heading toward their zero, or their you might say their neutral status. So that, to me, speaks volumes. And I would encourage people to look at charts like this. If they turn the other way, then we have a problem. But as yet, they have not shown even any inclination to do that. And especially for the precious metals, some of these stocks, they're just crying out, buy me right now.
Chris, would you agree with that?
I would, to a point. I am less a chartist, of course, than Doc and some other guys. I tend to look at fundamentals first, and then I want the technicals to ratify what I see beyond them. And on that score, one of the things, and there's so many different things, we have limited time. One of the things I want to caution our listeners about is that when we all talk about resources or commodities, you have to start making distinctions. Bob talked a little bit ago about rhodium being up 50% in the recent past. This is not going to be, going forward, a rising tide lifts all boats environment as we had from roughly 2002 through 2008, where it didn't matter what commodity you were in, whether it was food, whether it was base metals, whether it was energy, whether it was precious metals. Everything went up at the same time, including the stock market and including bond valuations. That is not going to happen now. So what people need to do is to distinguish between those commodities to the extent that you're going to allocate a portion of your portfolio here. You need to distinguish between the commodities that have good fundamentals and those that don't. For example, if somebody today were to tell me, well, I think that copper's got great technicals. I mean, the chart looks good. I don't care, because the fundamentals are awful. And I would be scared to death to be looking at a strictly copper play or at copper just on its own merits as a metal. The world is choking on it. China is choking on it. And we are not going to have a driver going forward, as China was, anytime soon, that's going to have this, you know, same effect that China did, where you can just throw money at commodities indiscriminately. So you need to be careful. Long term, they'll all do well simply because it's going to be a function of everybody's currencies devaluing, but in the near term, you got to be choosy.
Bob, your quick comments. Let's focus a little bit more on this currency issue. Do you think that the currencies, a falling, essentially currencies around the world, is what's going to drive these precious metals?
I don't think it's currencies. The currencies are not the actor. They are the reactor. We are awash in debt. And it's axiomatic, all debt gets paid. It either gets paid by the borrower or it gets paid by the lender. And the world is awash in debt that cannot end in a good way. I think all currencies will be destroyed, and the benefit will be obviously to gold more than anything. Gold is the ultimate currency. You know, I'm just shocked that the system hasn't collapsed already, but it's obvious to everybody that it's pretty close.
Bob, I have to agree with you. You know, we've been having this conversation for quite some time right now, and candidly, you know, 10 years ago when we first started having this, I thought you were nuts. At this point in time, though, with what's going on, I have to agree with you 1,000%. And that, quite frankly, also, and I've got to give credit where credit is due, is one of the reasons that Kathy and I purchased and have taken possession of a certain amount of precious metals over the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, because I think there is a possibility of a currency collapse. Now, I have to say, when we first started buying silver rounds, as an example, as a hedge, you know, against that, I kind of did it because I thought, well, maybe it's going to happen, and if it does, we're protected, and if it doesn't, well, you know, the kids will just get this. But I think now the odds of something happening are getting very, very much greater. And the reason I say that is because the emperor hasn't been wearing any clothes for quite some time now. People, the average American, for example, doesn't believe that because they don't stop and think about it, and consequently, consumer confidence is at a relatively good level, according to the numbers anyway. But having said that, they're going to realize it one of these days. And I got to tell you, when they do, all I can say is look out. You think I'm nuts, Chris?
Well, I don't know if I would say you're nuts, but for me, you know, you have to distinguish between the investment reasons and the survivalist reasons, for lack of a better term, for buying precious metals that you have in your hand. To me, they're two distinctly different things. You should always have gold and silver coins or whatever in your hands that you can barter with as mad money if the economy were to go kablooey, you know. But don't stick with just that. I mean, I've often said I would rather have tobacco and whiskey to barter with. I'll probably be able to barter easier with that than you will with your silver. But there's a place for that, no question. So you want to have that. And then at times like this, when the financial markets are conducive to it, you want to be an investor in the precious metals as well. But again, those to me are two distinctly different things.
I think that's a very key distinction to bring up there, Chris, because quite frankly, gold and silver are very important to have, as we've mentioned, in case of some sort of collapse. But if you are trading them, as we said last segment, you need to actually look at selling sometimes too, because that's how you're going to make money if you do want to make money out of that aspect of it. Guys, it's always a pleasure talking to all of you in a roundtable format such as this. We're going to do it again next weekend. It's great to get a recap from all of you. And everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Glenn Downs right now. You know, Glenn, I got to tell you, your boss, Congressman Walter Jones, was a fascinating, fascinating man to talk with. And Corey and I thoroughly enjoyed chatting with him a couple of segments ago on the employment issues in the United States. Boy, I got to tell you, let's talk about taking jobs away from Americans. It's kind of interesting. Something else that I find to be really interesting, Glenn, and you and I were chatting about this off mic yesterday, is the situation with ISIS. ISIS is now considered to be the most dangerous faction in the world. General Allen is saying we have to destroy the Islamic State right now. A senator from Oklahoma is saying that he's on record as saying ISIS is currently developing a plan to blow up a major city. These are bad dudes. There's absolutely no question about that. The question, though, that I have for you, Glenn, is where did these people come from, man?
Well, that is the question. As you well know, that ISIS or elements within ISIS were part of the Syrian rebels fighting against Assad. And these are the people that our country and others were trying to aid. And now our country was alleging that, no, there's something called the Free Syrian Army that were supposed moderates in Syria that were opposed to Assad. But we saw the videos back then of nuns getting their heads cut off and people literally on YouTube getting their hearts cut out and eaten by these Syrian rebels, and people thought we were being hyperbolic about that. Well, it turns out we weren't. Those videos and that evidence really did exist, and this is part. These people are part of this ISIS movement. But more concerning to me is there are some larger questions Yesterday we saw Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. We saw Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Martin Dempsey. We saw people like Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma talking really stridently about ISIS being the number one threat in the world and talking about their sophisticated command and control setups, their tactics, and the like. And, of course, it raises the question, is where did these people come from? They certainly, they seem to, in our consciousness, seem to have sprung out of whole cloth as they swept through not just the rebel-held parts of Syria, but then down into Iraq and across Iraq and taking over Mosul and all those Sunni-controlled areas and now kind of knocking at the door of the Shia-controlled areas. But to have sophisticated command and control, sophisticated tactics, and this wasn't some mob that just out of spontaneously gathered and began acting in some sophisticated way. It had to have funding. It had to have training. It had to, and it's impossible for me to believe that Western intelligence agencies were not aware of this kind of training, this kind of funding. You know, for crying out loud, you can't take $5,000 out of the bank without having suspicious activities reports filed and the like. And they monitor all kinds of, all the cash transfers. They've got, you know, satellite intelligence, eyes on the ground, the whole thing. So somebody had to know something more about this. And it's very concerning because we've had just this series of these events where you had, you remember, we almost, the United States almost went to war with Syria, and Great Britain and all, almost went to war with Syria, over the alleged use of sarin gas by Assad. But it turned out that now the UN determined it wasn't Assad that did it in Syria. It was, in fact, the rebels. And the rebels seem to have had outside help. You know, now, a lot of people finger the Saudis. Others finger other people, but they're just these assertions that suddenly ISIS is not only it's the most deadly thing in, on the planet, a planet populated with nuclear weapons and everything else. It strikes me as being just very concerning that the fingers are immediately being pointed to this. But, you know, we might see, you know, there are published reports that there's intelligence, real or alleged, that there are some of these bomb makers are kind of casing U.S. shopping malls with the idea of blowing up and affecting terror attacks here. But what I would just urge everybody is that I think what we've learned the hard way, whether it was Syria, whether it was the, some of the assertions that were made in the aftermath of 9/11, whatever, is that people don't take, if we do see some big attack someplace, don't take anybody's immediate word for it. Just like in the downing of the MH17 Malaysian airliner over the Ukraine, immediately our government, our mainstream news agencies immediately fingered Russia. But here we are a month later, and there's been zero evidence in terms of actual satellite telemetry on missiles launched, the conversations between the control tower and the airplane have been sequestered, and no one's heard that. This black box was sent to, from the airplane was sent to Great Britain. We haven't heard anything about that. So there's a narrative that gets pushed by the powers that be that just needs to be questioned. I'm not saying it's a false narrative, but we need to be skeptical and not take anybody's word for anything.
Glenn, I think that's a great point that you bring up. And the fact of the matter is, yes, ISIS is dangerous, and yes, some pretty horrible things happen almost on a daily basis around the world, and news agencies are very likely to report a slanted view of everything. And we're lucky right now to have the internet and to have what should be a free dissemination of media and reports to make our own decisions. And I guess my question to you would be, where do you recommend looking or going out in the media? Is it domestically or internationally to get the whole story?
Well, I'm not sure that there is any one place to get the whole story. Places like your site, the Cohen Economic Report, and many others have, one of the most valuable things is not somebody like me sitting here spewing my opinion out, but the hive mind that comes from your message boards. And that's, and people start finding tidbits and they'll put them up there. Hey, look what I found. Here's the link. Check this out. And some of the things, they're rabbit trails you go down. And that's part of the problem with the new media and the alternative media. You'll get, there's a lot of truth in there, but there's a lot of chaff amongst that wheat also. And you have to be discerning and kind of sort through. So you're going to get a lot of noise, but you have to sort through it. But that's probably where the truth will be found, is looking at there some of the places that, you know, you can get a little outrageous, like Zero Hedge has got a very active comment section by very, sometimes smart aleck, but very smart people, too, and people will point out different things. Some of it doesn't make a lot of sense, but other times you'll find nuggets But I'm going to be really suspicious if, you know, we have these kinds of pronouncements by the powers that be, that this group that no one ever heard of 6 or 8 weeks ago is suddenly now the most dangerous thing in the world. The United States, Chuck Hagel said the United States, this is the most dangerous time ever. I mean, we had the War of 1812, our capital was burned, and World War II, and the Cold War, you know, the mutually assured destruction. Suddenly this is... been declared by the powers to be the most dangerous time ever. This is the most dangerous group in the world, and the cities are going to be blown up. And so if in the aftermath of that something big does happen and they immediately point to somebody, in this case ISIS, I'm not saying it wouldn't be ISIS, but people need to go, well, a narrative seems to have been laid out here, and you know, we're living in an age of deceit. And you know, Orwell talked about, you know, in the days of deceit, telling the truth is treasonous. So I'm not saying everybody is deceitful, but old traditional channels of seemingly reliable channels for information, I think have to be taken with a giant lump of salt.
Glenn, I have to agree with you 100%. We got to take a break here real quick, ladies and gentlemen, so our stations can basically make their announcements. Interesting thing you bring up, Glenn. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I have one of our favorite people on the line with us, Jeff Dice. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. I mean, you're a Tiger fan now, Jeff?
Well, I'm not an organic Tiger fan, but I'm certainly becoming one. We got about 2 weeks before the season starts, and I'm telling you, this entire town
is going
is
crazy.
Just getting hyped up for it. Absolutely.
No, it's absolutely going crazy. Yeah, you guys are rated in preseason. I think you're rated number 3 behind Florida and Alabama. So it's going to be another killer season. You know, Corey, I thought that our conversation with Walter Jones was really interesting. And Walter really feels that just a lot of healing needs to occur in this country. A lot of rebuilding needs to occur in this country. You know, we talked about the open borders, etc. We talked about some other things, touched a little bit on the situation with ISIS. But he feels that some real rebuilding has to go on right now. And he and I agreed during the course of that interview that the results of that rebuilding, as they're very necessary, and I do agree with that. But having said that, we probably would not, he and I are about the same age, and we probably would not see the results of that rebuilding in our lifetimes. What do you think, Jeff? I mean, God, it seems to be crumbling down around us right now, what with the open border policy and all the other stuff that's going on. What's your general commentary on that?
Well, I certainly agree with him, but keep in mind that rebuilding by definition means rebuilding here at home. And we've got a lot of distractions going on around the world with the situation between Russia and Ukraine, the situation in Syria, the deteriorating situation in Iraq. And I fear that far too many of Walter's colleagues are focused on these other things and when they ought to be putting out the brush fires we've got here at home.
Jeff, that's a great point. And do you think that the people in office and that have some power over this country want these distractions? Or do you think that they want these distractions to go away and they want to actually focus on domestic issues?
Well, I'm not sure that they want them, but they have a funny way of making them happen, right? I mean, the average member of Congress, the average senator, is still wildly delusional about the extent of U.S. power in the world. At this point, our power stems exclusively from our physical military capabilities. Okay, as an economic power, we are leaking oil in a huge way. Our dollar is in a critical, critical state. And the rest of the world knows it. And that's why you see countries like Russia making all kinds of alliances to get out from under our, you know, decades of U.S. monetary imperialism. I don't think that members of Congress are necessarily cognizant of what they're doing, but they're badly misled, and they're frankly operating under a set of incorrect assumptions.
When you say they're operating from a set of incorrect assumptions, specifically, what do you mean?
Well, first and foremost, that the U.S. dollar will continue to serve as the world's reserve currency unabated, that Congress can continue to spend well beyond what it brings in taxes, and that we can monetize the difference, and frankly, that the rest of the world will continue to put up with our dollar hegemony, that the rest of the world will continue to price oil in dollars, for example, that the rest of the world will continue to trade with us and continue to clear their balance of payments in dollars, all these kinds of things that, in effect, prop the dollar up since going completely off the gold standard in the 1970s. So the time is running out, and I don't think that the average member of Congress understands this at all.
Jeff, to me, this just speaks of currency wars. More than boots on the ground type of wars, I think we're in a different decade, different area nowadays where currency wars can almost be more detrimental to these countries. I'm sure that these type of currency wars happened way back in history when there were shiftings of reserve currencies, but I don't think in my lifetime for sure, and I don't know about yours or Al's lifetime, that we've seen anything to this point, have we?
No, and it's frightening simply because we've never had the world's reserve currency teetering on the edge of an abyss like it is right now. But yes, a currency war is an excellent description because, frankly, Russia or China or any other country could do far more damage to us materially simply by allowing us to ruin our own dollar than they could ever do to us militarily. So in terms of impoverishing us and bringing down the United States, bringing down our standard of living, we ought to be worrying a lot more about the dollar than we are about actual military skirmishes, whether they're happening in Ukraine or in Iraq. Certainly those things are our problem and largely our fault, but we've got a much more pressing problem at home, and that is simply what's happening with the dollar and what that's going to mean for just average folks on a day-to-day basis here.
You know, Jeff, I think that what this is all turning into, among other things, is the fact that we now seem to have a very ineffective president. New York Times has stated that in a couple of pieces this week that came out, that, quote, just about everyone, it seems, is down on his single solitary nature. That is interesting. He's even starting to make enemies among some very diehard Democrats. New York Times story reported with a killer anecdote, for lack of a better term, about a meeting between the president, Harry Reid, and Mitch McConnell, which turned to Democratic complaints that the GOP was bottling up a number of Obama's ambassadorial nominees. And he apparently very quickly dismissed the matter and said, quote, you and Mitch work it out, to Harry Reid, basically cutting off any discussion. And according to the author, Reid just was seething quietly for the rest of the evening. I mean, this guy just seems to have separated himself from society. I mean, a good example is the fact that one of the worst things, I think, from a PR standpoint that he could have done is go on vacation to the islands off Massachusetts. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, making the statement in an open, you know, an open collared shirt about the gentleman who was apparently executed, and then heading off for the golf course. I mean, you got the leader of Great Britain cutting his vacation off and going back. Our president isn't doing that. Comments?
Yeah, that's very interesting, Al. You know, you've got the optics of this, the journalist allegedly being beheaded and then Obama heading off to golf. But look, this is the nature of the state. They don't have to answer to us. Okay, and I certainly don't want to hear the New York Times belly aching about Obama because he's somebody that they, you know, bent over backwards to place into office. This guy is a complete non-entity. Okay, he is the emperor with no clothes. There's nothing there. There's no great intelligence, no great wisdom. No great political acumen. This guy is an empty suit, to put it mildly. And the reason he was pushed forth by house organs, I should say, like the New York Times, was because they were so in love with the narrative of a first black president. But, you know, there's really no big mystery here. The media seems obsessed with figuring this guy out, and there's nothing to figure out, I'm afraid, at the end of the day.
Jeff, how do you think Obama will be remembered when he has to leave office?
Well, we will bowdlerize the history, no doubt. He will be remembered as a great figure who was the first black president and sort of a Jackie Robinson in politics. At some point, I suppose he'll be remembered for Obamacare. It remains to be seen how that will unravel, whether it'll become solidified in our national psyche, like Social Security and Medicare have unfortunately become, or whether it will unravel under the weight of these state exchanges that literally are not happening to date. So it's, you know, I just don't trust historians. Historians tend to be very pro-state. They tend to be leftists. So that's the great thing about the internet age is we have alternate history. We have revisionist history, excuse me. So it's up to all of us to keep the record accurate when Obama finally leaves.
Jeff, I got to tell you, there are very few things I disagree with you on, but I do disagree with you when you said that you think Obama is going to be remembered in a bit of a favorable sense. I just don't see it happening. And the reason I'm saying that is more and more people are realizing that he really isn't doing very much. More and more of people of his own race, you know, and I realize he's only 50% African American, but African Americans are starting to turn against this guy also, which I think is rather amazing. Now, I really don't think he's going to be remembered particularly favorably. I think history is going to remember him the way that I think of him right now, which is he had a great opportunity and he blew it. I don't think he's a credit to much of anybody, if you want to know the truth. The way the situations in our country are being handled, as Congressman Jones brought out in the fourth segment, you know, and in all fairness to the president, he didn't start a lot of the problems. A lot of the problems go way back, you know, certainly to possibly Bush Jr., et cetera, and maybe even as far back as, you know, farther back than that. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think he's much of a credit to anybody. Now, that's just my personal opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed the show. Not a lot of politics this week, but a couple of pretty hard-hitting, three, in our opinion, very hard-hitting political segments. Hope you enjoyed it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.